This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, where I strategize with business owners on how to grow and scale their businesses to hit their income goals. This is episode 368 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we're going to be diving into what are content pillars and how to best use them as a blogger. We are going to be talking about this over the next couple weeks on the podcast. And the reason in which I am doing this is because I want you to see exactly how I break down information inside my insiders group. For those that are unfamiliar, insiders is my membership site where we are doing weekly strategy sessions where I'm teaching you and then enforcing you to actually implement what is taught. And then we are also doing a monthly group coaching call so that I can make sure that you are individually implementing what is being taught. So throughout the next couple weeks, when we're talking about content pillars, this is exactly what you would expect to see inside the insiders group for training for the month. We would break down each piece so that you could start to implement it so that by the end of the month, you were done with it and you felt confident and could continue to move forward. If you have not joined the Insiders Group and you are looking for more information, just click through on the show notes and you will pop over to the podcast. It will be, make sure that it is linked there so that you can grab more information about it. So we're going to really dive into mastering the art of strategic content planning by exploring what content pillars are and learn proven strategies for maximizing your content marketing efforts. The first thing that we need to talk about are what are content pillars. What is that going to look like? We're going to really start breaking this down over the course of the next couple weeks. But content pillars are what you are going to use for SEO purposes, for blog content, and then also for social media content and email marketing. So I'm going to be breaking down each of these so that you can really understand how to best utilize those. But when we're looking at content pillars, it's that silo of information in which you would put your content into a category. It is the category that is going to give me all of other articles that are going to potentially come off of that within that category or within that pillar. It helps so that your audience can see you as the resource as to who they need to go to in order to have that problem answered for them. And again, we're going to apply this for your blog, social media, and email marketing when we are looking at how to use these content pillars. So, why are these content pillars important when we are looking at this? The big thing that I want you to understand is that content pillars are going to give you a plan for your content. Instead of simply throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing what sticks with your audience, we are now strategically planning out your content so that it builds upon what you are trying to teach your audience, what you are trying to show, what you are trying to inspire them to do. And there are different categories for each of you, depending, of course, upon your niche. But what you really need to understand is this gives you the opportunity to be seen as that resource. So it is going to help when Google is crawling your site to be able to quickly understand what you are an expert in. It gives that opportunity of content building upon another to really see that you are the resource that is fully answering all of the questions that they may have about homeschooling or about, even more specifically, Montessori homes type of homeschooling or homesteading, specifically raising goats. It's that pillar of content that we are looking at that is going to help our audience understand what they can expect to have solved by us. Now, when we're looking at the pillars of content, we want to look at how they can be utilized. And I've already kind of quickly mentioned this, but we're going to use those content pillars within our blog content, our email marketing efforts, and our social media content.
Hey there, guys. My name is Melanie from Mostly Under Control, and I am a member of Jenny's Influencer Entrepreneurs Insiders membership. I've been a part of it since 2017, and over these 6 years, I've taken full advantage of the weekly trainings that Jenny offers and the monthly group coaching. The group coaching is probably my favorite part of the membership. Jenny has taught me so many things for my business. She helped me niche down and write and teach about what I wanted so that I wouldn't burn out. In addition to what she teaches, the networking I've done with other members has been invaluable. I recommend her membership to all of my online business owner friends because it is worth every single penny.
So within our blog content, we are using the content pillars in order to help with SEO, in order to really fully understand how are we going to take our keyword research and be able to put it into articles with a strategic plan. And we're going to create very specific aspects of our content. They're going to fall into how-tos. They're going to fall into a what is. They're going to fall into a guide, and they possibly can also fall into a resource. Those are the four categories that you're really going to be looking at within blog content. And in future episodes, I'm going to dive even deeper into explaining exactly what those look like. Now, when it comes to your email marketing efforts, you're also going to use these content pillars because when we're using our email, we're not simply going to just send them to a blog post. And if we do send them to a blog post, we're going to make sure that it's within a content pillar. It is going to give us a reason for doing it. Your email marketing efforts and your social media content are going to fall into content pillars that make more sense when we are thinking about, okay, what am I sharing? I'm sharing inspiration. I'm sharing educational information. I am being an advocate. And on social, I might be entertaining as well as I could be entertaining within my email marketing efforts. Those four categories are what we're really going to look at within using social media and email. And then your fifth and final content pillar is going to be promotional. How are you selling your products, your services, and the things that you offer? And the way in which you speak about these things and share content in your email and on your social media is what is going to help draw in your people. So when we are looking at your email marketing efforts and your social media content, we're really going to look at breaking it into those five content pillars so that we really understand and help our audience understand what it is that we are going to be able to help them with. So if you are looking to be able to take this content and really be able to break it down, I want you to continue with me in the next couple episodes. And if you're jumping in and there's episodes ahead of you, go, because we're going to really break these down individually. We're going to talk about social media. We're going to talk about what it looks like for that blog content. I'm even going to make sure to give you examples for your blog content for specific niches, how you can be using your blog content to make sure that you are utilizing SEO when you are putting together these content pillars. As always, I appreciate you guys so much for listening in. If you feel that you really could use the extra accountability and strategic trainings where you can ask questions live, not through Facebook, but actually on a Zoom with me, then make sure that you check out the Insiders Group and join in. We cannot wait to have you. All right, you guys, until next time, I will see you all then.